does end very, very... No, it doesn't. Or is that the next track? Sorry, rather embarrassing moment there. I'd forgotten to switch that to single play. There you go, I've done that. Now, it won't happen again. Well, not for a while, anyway. Prince Charming, and that's on Lovecraft Technologies Records, an LP called Summer in Paradise. I want you, I need you, I love you, Selena. And all of the tracks on the LP are Elvis Presley titles with a woman's name added at the end. Hence, I want you, I need you, I love you, Selena. These are the Invisible Scratch Pickles. Word, cut, scratch.
Through space at incredible speed. What is its destination? We'll be right back.
The Mighty Man or Astro Man, been a while since we heard from them on the radio. This is called The Wayward Meteor. Before that, it was The Invisible Scratch Pickles on Hip Hop Slam Records from the LP Turntables by the Bay, and it was Word Cut Scratch. But that Man or Astro Man track says here, most particle on the back of the LP, it's on Estrus Records now, but it says most particle material collected for this control unit was previously connotined. I think that must mean previously contained on the out-of-print What Remains Inside a Black Hole LP released by the Agogo Corporation of Melbourne, Australia. But it's now recreated and Beyond the Black Hole, and is on Estrus Records, and is available again, which is good. This is MC Maybon. Emails, if you would, john.peel@bbc.co.uk. That was MC Maybon, and on Angst Music from the LP The Hunt for Meaning, that was Go On, Get It Out. And this is Bonnie Billy, and a track from the EP More Reverie, which is on Temporary Residence Records, Just to See You Smile.
Had an eye for things that glitter, and I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo to take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all this loss. Oh, just to see you smile. when you said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space, 'cause leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down on your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Oh, just to see you, just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Oh, just to see you smile.
Bonnie Billy, as he now is, that's Will Oldham, of course, and Tim McGraw's Just to See You Smile from the EP, it's no more, called More Reverie. And time for a tune from Ronnie Ranald, track 18 on the LP, EMI presents The Magic of Ronnie Ranald, and this one of my absolute favourites. This is called On Wings of Song. What a man. That's Ronnie Ranald from, well, quite a long time ago, it has to be said, on Wings of Song on EMI Records. EMI presents the magic of Ronnie Ranald, R-O-N-A-L-D-E, for those of you having trouble spelling it. And this is something I should have done last week. I'd like to play that, actually, for Hilda Stark and her husband Raymond, who celebrated their golden wedding anniversary at the end of last week, on June the 23rd. Was that the end of last week or the week before? Anyway, that's when they celebrated their golden wedding anniversary. And Hilda has been writing to me for 20 years. Or so, and but I only got this postcard over the weekend, Hilda, which is why I didn't play you anything last week. But congratulations. And for those of you who are getting fed up with kind of corporate rock festivals, and I certainly am, you may be interested in knowing about the Truck Festival. We've mentioned this a couple of times previously. It's on the 21st, 22nd of July, Hill Farm, Steventon, Oxfordshire. Three stages, one truck, a barn, and a tent, apparently, featuring the talents of a variety of artists, including quite a few that you'll have heard on these programmes and on Lamo's programme as well. That's 6x7. Kaito, the K-A-I-T-O variety. The others, I think, have not survived. Chinese Burn, One Dice, meanwhile back in Communist Russia, who you heard in session here recently. Samurai 7, great favourites of ours. Dustball, Ditto, Seafood, Depth Charge, Fonda 700, Moho Bishopy, which is a Lamo band, I know. Electrolane, I think I've got one. No, it's not them, I've got them later in the programme. Lincoln, Menlo Park, Gold Rush, and many others, including The Rock of Travolta. We'll be right back. The Rocket Travolta on Juggernaut Records from the LP My Band's Better Than Yours, and that's called Giant Robo. And speaking of recent rock festivals, one of the highlights of recent Glastonbury for me was standing on the back of the stage while Dreadzone were playing, dancing my silly old man's dance. And here's Dreadzone and Believing in It.
We'll be right back.
new from Dread Zone. There's an LP somewhere, but it may be in the mail, but I haven't found it yet. But this is a 12-inch. It's on Rough Life Records. Believing in It is the title. And this is the programme on which we believe in Half Man, Half Biscuit. And here's another track from the EP editor's recommendation. I'm being really slick tonight, aren't I? I hope you're impressed by that. It's on Probe Plus Records. There's a strong skiffle influence in this EP, and never more so than in this track, which is almost a direct lift of Lonnie Donegan's version of the same song.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I went across the river and I lay down to sleep. I went across the river and I lay down to sleep. When I woke up, there were shackles on my feet. 29 links of chain around my feet. 29 links of chain around my feet. And on each link, an initial of my name. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I asked the judge what might be my time. I asked the judge what might be my time. 21 years on the Aussie mountain line. Train came around, 16 coaches long. The train came around, 16 coaches long. Girl, I love is on that train and gone. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Should anyone ask you who composed this song? Should anyone ask you who composed this song? Say it was I and I sing it all day long. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long.
I have to be honest with you, I never liked the Lonnie Donegan Group version of that because Lonnie didn't sing it. It was sung by a bloke called Dick Bishop, and Lonnie did the occasion Yeah Lordy in the background, but that wasn't enough for me. Half Man, Half Biscuit, and that's a track from the new EP, editor's recommendation. There was a strange whistling in my ear then. I don't know anything I should worry about. Worried Man Blues, the title, of course. Time for another one from the Strokes from the LP Is This It? Soma.
Yeah.
Strokes, and that's a track from the forthcoming LP, Is This It? And I shall have another one for you before the end of the programme. And an email here from James Arnold, I guess it must be, saying, working late designing 22 book covers for a meeting tomorrow, don't ask me, but looking forward to camping at the weekend in sunny Norfolk with my friends and family. Can you tell them that I'll be wearing my new light tan corduroy cowboy hat? Look forward to hearing more from the Strokes. Saw them in Oxford recently. Well, as I say, another track before the end of the programme. I'm sure that new light tan corduroy cowboy hat will be the sensation of your camping weekend. Martin in Bungie says, John, my digital radio says, do I like the text in between songs? And to be honest, once I'd worked out what it said, it left me totally dizzy, but it's a nice use of a very underused facility, and it seems to be quite going down quite well with on this programme, actually, so there may be more of it. Hopefully, I'm sure. In fact, there will be more of it. Let's settle for that. And Womble 2 in Liverpool, thanks very much for your email. What have I got for you now? Oh, yeah, this is from an LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. It's on Ace Records, of course, as these things so often are. I did Round Table with them once, and I was enormously excited about it because they'd done so much good stuff that I'd enjoyed enormously in my childhood, and all they did was talk about lawyers and accountants. It was rather disappointing, really, and an enormously American kind of showbiz, and not what I'd been hoping for at all. But nevertheless, that doesn't detract from the work that they did. This is Big Boy Groves and Band.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car sat and not a drop of gas. Nothing down and 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car. I got a new car.
I've had my car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car. I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm gonna get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
A little advertising moment for you there on BBC Radio 1. Big Boy Groves and Band from the LP, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller presents the Spark Records story. That was released originally in 1955 and called, obviously, I Got a New Car. And an email here from Chris. It says, my name's Chris, not unreasonably. I'm asking a favour. Can you play something by Camera Obscura or Tacoma Radar? Because I saw them both last week in Glasgow and they are brilliant. And I was listening to the new Camera Obscura record, actually, this very afternoon, and produced by Stuart out of Bell and Sebastian, and we'll be playing it sometime this week, although not tonight, actually, because what with one thing and another, there isn't time, but I will do, though, for sure. And let's see, what have we got here? Charlotte and Matthew in Leeds say, can you say hello to our friends Adam and Rhiannon, as they've just returned from holiday? Adam works in Jumbo Records, the best record shop in Leeds, and it celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. They would enjoy any reggae track that you could play.
ups and downs.
Life is full of ups and downs.
Ups and down and now.
Ups and down and now.
Right.
Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. When you up, everyone they love you. How much they appreciate you. But fall, you will see your quick bed on. Your best friend, they're not supposed to grab the gun and try to get you. But greed, it will always be there on. Many girls will say they want you, but they are trying to get paid too. So son, you got to be real strong. Ask yourself, who's gonna help you when the world, it needs some help to be strong. Keep your head up and move on. Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. When everything seems to go your way, don't forget, tomorrow it's another day. Because what goes up must come down. In life, never burn your own bridge. If you can, it's always best that to give. Because what goes around comes around. Life is more than just what you see. Remember, Job and his leprosy. He keep the faith. Jah never left his side. Never move for vanity. Be strong. Up your sanity. Nothing in this world hurts your pride. Life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you smile, sometimes you frown. Life is full of joy and pain. Sometimes it's sun, sometimes it's rain. Gotta take the ups with the downs. Does life keep turning around? Gotta take the joy with the pain.
There's
nothing remains the same. When everything seems to go wrong, you keep hearing the same sad song. No matter if you're weak or strong, remember that life goes on. You gotta be bold, you gotta be strong, you gotta be wiser. You gotta stay cool, you gotta stay calm, you gotta stay together. Life can be good, life can be tough, life can be harder.
Pre-release on Militant Music, which comes rather surprisingly out of Decatur, Georgia, at least that's where it's distributed from. Nitty Kuchi, the artist, and that was called Ups and Downs. And an email here from Steve, and it says, ages ago you had a session on by Wilbur Wilberforce, the first half of which I got onto the end of a tape. I thought it was fantastic. Who is he? Well, he works at Radio 1, really, and he's the most effortlessly cool person I've ever met in all of my life. Makes me spit every time I see him. And I read somewhere, continues our emailer, saying that he worked at the BBC. This is the case. Wondered what he'd done. He's working on new projects at the moment, isn't he, in connection with urban music. But he used to do, what did he used to do, the Dream Team, yeah. Did he?
Fabio and Groove Rider
and people. And Steve goes on, can you repeat the session so I can tape it all? Better than that, Steve, we've got a new one.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to welcome you to a studio discotheque. We want you to sit back and relax your mind while we express the way we feel this evening. We hope that our musical vibrations leave an everlasting experience with you. When you leave this evening, go out and spread the word. So get your funky tambourines together and let's party!
Why don't you give us your old song,
You mean right now?
Yeah. Why don't you give us your old song,
Wait a minute.
I can't.
Wait a minute.
Ah, sure you can.
Please, Johnny, don't make me.
I won't make you do anything. I got a proposition for you. Now, you sing us your song, you can have a drink.
Can I have the drink first?
No, the song, then the drink. The song, then the drink.
Please, Johnny, don't make me.
When I see you smile.
Now, compagno, if you think you're talking about, my selector will surely.
Miss Chen Ching Hua. I was starving hungry, so I ate a little.
And how is my uncle?
I'm afraid he's not feeling well.
That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when the adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Perhaps I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die. Perhaps I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die. Perhaps I was addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my childhood, missed my heart die.
Take these broken wings. Tell me once again.
But I still say you're awful good, and I wouldn't
take... Oh, I feel good. You wouldn't take anything from anybody, would you?
That's right.
You know, Steve, you're not very hard to figure. Only at times. Sure you won't change your mind about this?
Uh-huh.
This belongs to me and so do my lips. I don't see any difference.
Oh, I do.
Okay. You know you don't have to act with me, Steve. You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and...
If this is a terror escaper, is it really down to us?
Violent robbery's always down to us, George. I don't care what the villains vote for. Go and have a word with Nicely. Ask him if Special Branch have got any interest.
He hates me.
Everybody, George. Nicely hates the world.
But he's a super now.
And I'm a detective inspector, George, and you're not. That's what makes the world go round.
I wish you bluebird.
Give him my regards.
Stick to darts if I were you, Guff.
Oh, shut it, Bill.
Say it wasn't you.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Question.
You know my problem?
You can tell me later.
Question.
Yeah, baby.
I see you looking at me.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're pretty. Oh, you're pretty. Do my nonsense to your villa. Oh, you're pretty. Just a sign of weakness, all the luck in your pillar. Oh, you're pretty.
Everybody's in the place ready to get down to this funky sound. Now I know this ain't the best party in the world, but let me explain something to y'all. It ain't no party unless each and every one of you try to make it a party. You dig what I'm saying? Make each record your best record and we can rock all night long, you know? So if everybody's willing to get down real funky in the house tonight, let me just say yeah! I say if everybody's here to do it to it, cause you know it ain't nothing to it, let me just say hell yeah!
One, two, three, and...
Do it!
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I don't wanna die.
I don't wanna die.
Don't
Tommy, don't. Don't Tommy, don't. Don't Tommy, don't.
Do it.
Ain't you got a heart? You remember, that song I used
to...
I used to sing that song I taught you? You remember, Tommy? Back
do
in
it.
The club, how you kids used to laugh at that song.
Dynamic, articulate, perceptive, courageous, outspoken. Just a few of the adjectives that so inadequately describe Malcolm X. We are privileged to again hear the voice of Minister Malcolm X.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome the opportunity to come into your home.
I would like to know what your opinion is on nonviolence.
Well, nonviolence is one of the things that has disarmed the so-called Negro here in America. Any Negro leader who teaches our people to be nonviolent in the face of the violence that we've been experiencing for the past 400 years is actually doing our people a disservice. In fact, it's a crime. It's a crime for any Negro leader to teach our people not to do something to protect ourselves, especially in the face of the violence that is inflicted upon us by the white people here in America. And whenever you teach the man to turn the other cheek or to be nonviolent, be nonviolent. What you're actually doing is disarming the victim of white brutality. You're robbing him of his right to defend himself. In fact, the only time it's intelligent to be nonviolent is when you're dealing with someone else.